Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Airlines and telecommunications companies are the worst for customer support. That's just one of the findings from a new survey by Intercom. They surveyed 1,000 people who said that hotels and supermarkets had the best customer support. For more on this, we're joined by Declan Ivory, Vice President of Customer Support at Intercom. Welcome, Declan. Who's Intercom?
Good morning, Ivan. Very nice to be on the programme. So who are Intercom? So we're an Irish-founded company. We basically help customers use powerful messaging and automation technology to support their customers. And we're supporting about 25,000 different companies worldwide who have an end user customer base of about 600 million people.
Tell us about the survey.
So the survey was around kind of establish what are customers' preferences when it comes to dealing with support organizations and how then the support organizations deal with them. So it's really trying to look at trends across different generations and try and foresee, well, what and how do organizations have to adjust and amend how they support their customers to really ensure that they're delivering value. I think the key finding is that over 76% of the people surveyed said that if they are made feel valued, that it's really a top factor in them continuing to do business with a brand. So it really drives brand loyalty.
Okay, I have to have a rant here. I'm very sorry. I have noticed over recent years, whether it's banking, whether it's telecoms, whether it's electricity, any utility, you just can't speak to anyone. You're pressing button 1, 2, and 3. I have a number of texts here. People waiting 7 hours on a hold line to close a bank account. You just can't speak to anyone. Now, I understand everything has gone online, but the service is literally appalling.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with you, Ivan. I think the automated phone experience is probably one of the worst experiences that consumers can have. And I think that was borne out in our survey. It was certainly the channel that consumers liked the least in terms of how support organizations deal with them. Because you say you can be in an endless loop. You can be on hold for an enormous amount of time, particularly when you're trying to do a very simple transaction. And I think that's, you know, the challenge for organizations. How do you make those simple transactions happen very fast and without customers having to wait an inordinate amount of time, you know, to talk to someone for something that really could be done through an online format and doesn't actually require you to talk to someone. But very often you are forced to talk to someone.
Working from home has made this even worse. I remember one day I was looking to get a particular thing with a bank, and I rang up and I got through, and after eventually getting through, she said, you need such and such an application form. And I said, okay, could you please send me out? I don't have a printer in my home here. I mean, working from home has been a disaster for customer service.
Yes, I mean, it does make customer service a little bit more complicated. And I think it's twofold. One, you know, when you're working from home, you're trying to balance working family life, and you're maybe trying to engage with various organizations that you're trying to get support and service from. So making that experience as seamless and as easy as possible is an absolute imperative for businesses. And I think, you know, the pandemic has reset people's expectations around, you know, support. They really want support that's personalized, that's contextual. They want organizations to really know who you are and be able to solve your problem in the first point of contact. And, you know, that example of getting a form out to you, that should be possible even if the support agent is working from home. It's very easy to, you know, using technology to get that sent to someone. Like, that's not really a technical challenge. Organizations should be able to handle that.
Okay, in the survey, who came out with good or poor service?
So I think, as you said in the intro, supermarkets and hotels came out top in terms of where consumers believe they get the best service. And that's really around the fact that they feel valued as customers. I think part of the driver for that is that supermarkets and hotels obviously have a lot of competition. So they know that to really retain people from a loyalty and brand point of view, they have to give excellent service. But also they make use of the context of the customer. Like, supermarkets know what you're buying. You have a spend history with them. And they will very often target, you know, vouchers and free offers, etc., or discount offers based on your spend patterns. So they actually try and use the information they have on you as a consumer and make sure that it is a very personalized experience that you have. And similar with hotels, they know your preference in terms of room type, etc. And very often they will know that you are a returning customer. They will welcome you as a returning customer, and they will try and build on their knowledge and understanding of you as a customer. And I think that's what makes supermarkets and hotels stand out in terms of the best support or service. And then at the other end of the spectrum, I think airlines and telecommunications companies were called out as, you know, organizations that consumers feel don't actually make them feel valued and don't give a good level of support.
Right. Now, one of the things that really winds me up is, so you eventually get onto someone in the Philippines or whatever, and they can't help you. And then they say, in really cringy language, "And is there anything else I can help you with, sir, today?" Having failed to deal what you rang with them about. I mean, like, using cringy, worthy language, 29% said they'd ditch a brand with that. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, people want to feel that it's a personalized approach. But that means it doesn't or shouldn't be cringy. You know, it actually should be valuable in terms of the person dealing with you actually showing they understand your context. They've, for example, the history of your interactions with the company. They understand your preferences. You know, they acknowledge, for example, if they haven't solved the problem, they actually acknowledge that and you know, try and see how they can progress that rather than, as you say, just say, "Is there anything else I can do for you today?" Which doesn't really acknowledge that they haven't been able to provide maybe the support that you expect. So that kind of, you know, acknowledgement of you as a customer, your history with the organization, and, you know, where they actually are in solving the particular problem that you have in front of them today, that's really important for consumers. And that is the best bit, as you've mentioned, is often missing in the support experience that people have with many organizations.
Okay, let's take some text. 53106. 6 hours on hold recently to close an account. Thiago says, "I'm from Brazil, and despite all the issues there, is a law that mandates every customer service phone menu to have an option to speak to an agent and one to cancel the service without having to speak with anyone. These options have been on the menu, a main menu, and clearly outlined." Then we have, "The law in other countries outlines maximum waiting times. Companies in breach can be reported and the fines are hefty." And one other, "It's not that companies aren't answering phone calls. Companies are severely understaffed in customer service roles. My husband works in a bank and he's doing the work of four people. Severely understaffed and overworked." And what about that issue of changing the law?
I mean, definitely there should be better standards in terms of how support is delivered. But I think part of the challenge is using the right channel. So phone channel, you know, is not the best channel to deliver a lot of the support that people are looking for today. Like, many of the examples that you've cited, like closing a bank account or making a change to some service, that could be done through messaging, chat technology. It could be done online. And when you look at the stats in our own survey, that's now becoming the preference for many of our many consumers, irrespective of their generation. They actually prefer interactions that are more like the interactions they have with family and friends, which is messaging-based, chat-based. And most of the transactions that people are doing, particularly via phone, can actually be automated or can be done via chat and can be done in seconds rather than people having to wait for hours. So I think it's around organizations using the right channel to engage with consumers.
Speaking
well
of channels, Declan, what's the story about texting and chat bots?
Yeah, so for many people today, they are the preferred channels of communication, particularly with something like getting a status update on an order or cancelling an order, you know, making some kind of change in order. That's a very simple transaction. People are more than comfortable to use chat and bot technology. You know, one thing that did come out of the consumer survey is that bot technology is still a little bit immature. People really want to see it kind of evolve. And there are advances in technology that will see chatbot technology really come into its own in the next kind of months and years. But there is improvements in that mechanism. But definitely most consumers across all generations are more than comfortable with messaging, whether that be chat-based messaging or text-based messaging as well. And most of the transactions that people want to do online can easily be accommodated through those technologies, particularly if the customer, if the business has the context of you as a customer and knows, you know, your history with them and can use that history, even through its automated and chat channels. You know, it doesn't all the time have to go through a person where, as you've pointed out, you can queue for a long time and then maybe you get a person who can't actually handle the specific transaction that you want to undertake, and they may point you in another direction. And that is very frustrating for consumers.
Indeed it is. Declan Ivory, Vice President of Customer Support at Intercom, with that survey. Thank you for joining us. And I think the best thing CEOs and executives and top management could do is try ringing up yourself and see what the experience is like.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with the Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save.